These recordings are my thank you as I travel through a world ravaged by pigeons. If you're out there, you're either a fuck-faced peasant, a podcaster like me, or a patron. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're the Sofa King Podcast, and this is our shout-out. Well, it was a Saturday. It was cold outside, and Brad and I were looking for trouble. Every man in town knows there's only one place to go when you're looking for butt sex. Jenna Corbett's. A sign outside says taxidermy, but the only animal skin in there are the gimp masks hiding in the supply closet. We took one step in there and I could smell the stench of cheap aftershave. Rye Almick, that son of a bitch got there early. Saturdays are my day. I don't mind waiting, but I sure as hell don't like going second. Across the room I could see the girl at the counter. She's cute, but she's not on the menu. She's damaged goods. Everybody knows the name Nicole Bosch, the South African prostitute. She assaulted Naomi Fisher, you know, the pop musician with AIDS. In 2012, her hit single, I Didn't Want It That Way, it was based off the actual events. It went triple platinum. May she rest in peace, but that's a different story. As I looked to my left, Brad was gone. He walked straight to the back with Lexi Ray. Can't say as I blame him. She never disappoints. Word on the street is, golf ball through a mouse's ass. Sure, she's a street midget, but that's how Brad likes it. Short and to the point. Well, just as I was about to leave, Ryan L for laundry boy of this fine establishment, stopped me at the door and tried to shake my hand. I'll pass, Ryan. He had the hands of a molested baby seal. He probably touched more jizz than Tracy Cole, and that's saying something. She's Brad's girl on Wednesday. We just call her Tracy Mashed Potatoes now, and that's to her face. I decided I'd at least have a peek in the centipede room before I left. God, I wish I hadn't. What a train wreck. It's hard not to look, honestly. All the usual suspects for a Saturday. It was a three-man train. Steve Baker in the front with a ball gag and a copy of Home & Garden magazine. What a weird dude. Ed Anderson on caboose duty. And as always, Mike Day San Francisco. That's what we call him. In the middle, taking more than he's given, that's for sure. 23 minutes and three towels later, I'd seen enough. About that time, Brianna Gill tapped me on the shoulder, offered to take my towels for her collection. When I say collection, I mean just that. Some people collect rare stamps, spores, mold, shit, I'd even understand fungus. But jizz towels? That's genius. And if I'm being honest, I'm a little envious, hell, even jealous. She took my towels and told me to tell Dave she said hi. Apparently, he hadn't been in a while to see her. His orange towels are amongst her most revered. You see, Dave comes in during the week. Rumor is, he brings a bag full of carrots and leaves empty-handed. All I know is, after Dave's visits, Kelsey Berghoff has a big orange smile. She stopped wearing her glasses. She could spot a tick on a wombat's ass from a mile out. Vitamin A and D if you catch my drift. By this time, I'd made up my mind I'd about finished up for the day, so I went to the bathroom to wash up. Lo and behold, John Kane Shiro and Caden Arnold were celebrating in the last stall. Apparently, they just finished up with old Jennifer De Cruz, or as we call her around here, finger cuffs. As far as I could decode from all that high-pitched giggling coming out of the stall, they pulled off a laundry list full of sex moves. The Eiffel Tower, the Rusty Trombone, the Southern Trespass, the Tokyo Sandblaster, and I have to say, one of my personal favorites, taking Grandma to Applebee's. And if you have to ask, you're not qualified, and you wouldn't dare. Man, these people are a bunch of sick fucks. Brad left an hour ago, and I'm all out of ammo. All those girls, and I didn't get one. I ended up spending the whole night listening to Breakers podcast. Well, shit. Guess there's always next Saturday.